Okay. If everybody can grab a seat or stand or whatever, if you would, please. We're ready to call to order this special meeting of the West Lafayette. And Brandon, I'm sorry, you're good? Everything good? Okay, Brandon, special meeting, Board of School Trustees, Monday, December 20th, 2021. It is 5:30 p.m. And we'll start with the approval of the agenda for the December 20th, 2021 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees. Need a motion, please? Moved by Mrs. Witt, second by Mr. Marley. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. First new business of the day is the appointment of the interim superintendent effective, actually it'll be effective as of December the 17th. We put in the January 1st, but that will be there as well. The first order though is to name Ross Sloat as our interim superintendent, retroactive to December 10th, 17th, at the same monthly rate as he received in July 2021. Do we have a motion, please? Moved by Mrs. Austin.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion.
I'd like to thank Mr. Sloat for his continued service to our school district, and we appreciate his hard work. And I promise someday we'll let you retire.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
There will be no more Kate.
No more Kate, no more Kate.
Anything else, questions, comments?
Yeah, as I...
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, as I expressed earlier, and I wish we could also have given the opportunity to junior administrators, so they have, for example, Steve, and so they have opportunity to get the experience. And I understand that you said Steve didn't want to do it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ross,
thank you. Any other questions, comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. We are doing a roll call vote. I did say I would do that tonight. Amy Austin?
Aye.
Alan Karpik? Aye. Brad Marley?
Aye.
Tom Schott?
Aye.
Karen Springer?
Aye.
Rachel Witt?
Aye.
Dr. Yui Yin? Aye. Motion carries 7-0. Thank you. Approval of the new superintendent contract, which will be effective actually January 31st, 2022. We have the date as February 1st, I think. We will, I need a motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. And, you know, in addition to last week's, you know, we received, you know, we have received input from all board members, from community members, and having the last week reached a mutual agreement with our new superintendent and his legal counsel. We've also sought and received input from two outside sources, including Julie Slavens of the Indiana School Boards Association and also school legal expert Michelle Cooper of Lewis Kappus in Indianapolis. So we have the motion on the table. We have a second discussion, please.
I'm really grateful for all the hard work that you put in to this over the weekend. I know it was a lot of late nights, so thank you. And to Dr. Greiner's employer as well, and Julie Slavens.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, Brad?
Good, thank you.
May I say something?
Yeah, just one second. Anybody else? Go ahead, Dr. Yin.
Yeah, I point out some problems with the contract process, and Mr. Carpenter said we shouldn't repeat what we already said at the last meeting, so the contract hearing. And so right now I'm glad that the board officers took the public input and revised the contract, for example, including the phrase that subject to an effective evaluation to replace the original automatic raise. However, the revised contract only became available to the public and the board members about 2 hours ago. And I got a phone message at 3:49 p.m. today and an email at 4:13 and about this revised contract. I didn't have sufficient time to carefully evaluate the contract, no mention of soliciting the public input. It's pretty substantial in content were made, change was made to the current contract. And Even after a quick look, I found the contract need more clarifications. For example, the current contract says the agreement will automatically renew in 2023 and each year thereafter for a further term of 3 years, unless either party notifies the other party in written by May 1st, 2023. And every year after of this notice of termination. Does it mean that if no action is taken after May 1st, 2023, we will automatically have another 3 year contract? And the 3 year contract will continue in the following years. Another thing is the current contract says the parties agree that the total term should not exceed 8 years. The base salary subject to an effective evaluation should be increased 3% per year for each year thereafter. Does that mean the raise for the first 3 years or all the 8 years? And it's unclear. And the definition for effective evaluation is unclear either. I have proposed, and at the last contract public hearing meeting, that many criterion for the evaluation, for example, involving administrators, teachers, parents, and the community members, also there are important expectations to meet, but none is included in this evaluation. I do wish that we leave sufficient time for the board members and the community to review this revised contract, ask for clarification questions, provide input before the board vote for it. I don't want us to rush it and possibly get us in any legal trouble or big financial loss as our district did 15 years ago. For this reason, I propose to table it.
We have a motion to table. Is there a second? Hearing none, that motion does not carry. Any other discussion, please?
Am I correct that the language in the contract is fairly standard legal language that's been used successfully in multiple contracts?
Absolutely. And the contract was negotiated. We didn't get a final agreement until late this morning. The provisions that Dr. Yin's talking about are part of a state statute where you can have a potential rollover, can't exceed 8 years. We got an opinion from both Michelle Cooper and from Indiana School Board Association. And the thing that the public needs to understand is that that's either party can say we don't want to extend it. So it's not automatic in that regard. The board has the right to say we don't want to extend your contract for an additional 3 years. It has been scrutinized about as much as I've ever seen a superintendent's contract. And so I'm comfortable with the language in it. What we did last week was we discussed the financial. We haven't changed the financial terms. This is the detail of mechanics. And this is what happens when contract negotiations, when both parties have an attorney. And we went back and forth all weekend on the different terminology. And so that's where we are. It's a good contract.
Thank you.
But you and said it's a standard.
Sorry,
she's not finished. Go ahead.
Also, the language as far as evaluation, that's a matter of board policy. That doesn't typically appear in an employment contract because there are policies regarding such. Thank you. Yeah.
That's right. We put that in there just for because we had questions about that. Go ahead. So. Anything else?
But you said it's a standard one, but a community member and actually shared with the board a contract of the Kamo district, and theirs is quite different from ours. Also, I heard actually the three-year contract is quite typical, but I haven't heard about the automatic, renewal for another 3 year every year. So.
Yeah. Do you have an amendment that you'd like to propose to the contract? I mean, because the motion on the floor is to accept this contract.
Yeah, over actually several days ago, there was another revised version online. That one is quite clear. We have a 3-year contract, and you know, at the end of the 3-year, there, you know, if we want to renew, and we renew. But the current one is pretty much every year.
Can you state that as an amendment to the contract, and if, or how do you propose that?
I'm not very sure about the legal language, but I think the earlier version, the revised version, looks good. I don't want to waste people's time right now for me to kind of phrase the legal language, but I think the earlier revised version is more clear.
Do you want to make that as an amendment? That's your right to do so if you want. Do you want to amend your and make a motion to accept something else?
My proposal is we make a 3-year contract as the one we the one we saw several days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. Is there a second? Hearing none, the motion fails. We'll move on to a vote then. All in favor of the motion, and I'll do this by roll calls. Mrs. Austin, you're first.
I move, yes, we should accept the contract.
And I am second, Mr. Karpik, and I'll say yes. Mr. Marley?
Yes.
Mr. Schott?
Yes.
Dr. Springer?
Yes.
Mrs. Witt?
Yes.
Ms. Dr. Yin?
No.
Okay. The motion carries 6-1. Thank you. We will move now on to the appointment of the new superintendent, effective February 1st, 2022. Yes. And on that motion, thank you. On the motion, we will move on to the appointment of Dr. Sean Greiner as the new superintendent of West Lafayette School Corporation. We are excited and ready to do that. Do we have a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley, second by Mrs. Austin. Discussion, please. Anything there?
I think we've had an excellent process. I think we have followed the guidelines set out by everyone from the federal government on down to the Indiana State School Board Association. And I am extremely excited to welcome the Greiners to our community. I think your enthusiasm and your passion for public education is going to serve the students and the teachers and the administrators and the staff of our schools beautifully, and I can't imagine a better fit. So welcome and congratulations.
Mr. Marley, anything?
Dr. Greiner and family, welcome to West Lafayette. You are the right person at the right time. I want to welcome you with open arms. You have the requisite experience, the requisite background. You have financial certification in addition to your vast experience in curriculum and student instruction. After all, what we're here for are our students. And we believe you have the same priorities we have. Thank you for accepting our offer.
Okay, thank you. I would also like to thank Administrator Assistants Tom Austin and Gib Crimmins are here tonight just for their help in the process as well. This was an exhaustive process. It started back on the first week of May when Dr. Killian decided that he would not want to renew his contract. We've been very fortunate to have good leadership, good direction throughout the entire process. We've had, like I said, like Dr. Springer had pointed out last time, 17 people that applied, of which 9 were sitting as superintendents. And at the end of the day, we are thrilled. And that would to have Dr. Greiner rise to the top, and he will have a challenge in front of him, as we all know. But the thing I like about Dr. Greiner that he said to us as well is he's a competitor first. He'll take a competitive environment, competitive person to effectively try to work with all stakeholders, all teachers, all parents, all children. And that's underlying the word all. And I'm very convinced that he will do a great job in doing that. Dr. Springer?
Yes, I was also going to extend thanks to the superintendent search consulting firm of administrator assistants. They served us well. Our process was very professional and comprehensive. And the thorough search resulted in Dr. Sean Greiner. And just want to extend my welcome on behalf of the community to the Greiner family and look forward to your integration into our community and forging positive relationships with our stakeholders and everyone in the community.
And I will say, it's been very eloquently said before now, but I want to add a couple of things. And one of those is how excited I am at your arrival time mid-year, because I think it's a wonderful opportunity for you to get to know our community and our community to get to know you without the beginning of the year hustle and bustle and budget and everything else. So I really look forward to that. I'm excited by your entry plan, and I think that our community will be as well. And so great welcome to you and your family to our corporation.
Sean.
I want to first thank my six colleagues who we worked tirelessly the last 4 months to reach this very important decision in the future of our school district. Somebody once asked a person who's following a legend what they felt about filling big shoes, and I don't know what size shoe Dr. Greiner wears, but I think he's got pretty big feet and he's up for the task. I told Gib and Tom with our consultants, one of the first questions they asked me is, what do you want in a candidate? And I said, I want to like the person from the very beginning, from the first time I meet him. And I did that, and I only grew to like Dr. Greiner more as the process went on and as each interview went on. So as others have said, you're the perfect person at a challenging time. I know you're up for the task. Your credentials are impeccable, but what puts you over the top for me beyond all that was just your passion for students and your passion to want to be in this community and make our school district even better than it is. So a hearty welcome to you and your family. Can't wait to get started in February.
Dr. Ian.
Sorry, I do have a lot to say. I appreciate everyone's patience. And I would like to warmly welcome Dr. Greiner and your family to our district. I believe that your devotion to public education your experience will greatly help us further improve our district to achieve a new level. Next, I would like to comment the search and that the search could have been improved in many ways. And first, it's not. And the job vacancy was announced too late. We voted.
Dr. Yan, I don't mean to interrupt, but this is about the superintendent. It's not about the search. So we'd ask you, that has been discussed. We've discussed that. You've stated your opinion in past meetings. So we'll ask you pleasantly to stick to the superintendent. If you can make that relevant to our person, that would. But I'm just asking your understanding here.
There is a motion.
There's a motion on the floor, please.
There is a motion on the floor to approve Dr. Sean Greiner as the next superintendent. All comments need to be made regarding that motion. We're not discussing the process. We're discussing the appointment.
We're discussing about the writing.
Again, sir, I appreciate that. Okay, you may continue if you have something else to say that's new. Just like we said on the initial part with respect to the superintendent contract.
Yes,
you have other things.
I'm not going to comment on the contract process, which I already did last time at the meeting. So you said I can only provide a new.
Right, and you've in the past you've also discussed about the search and your concerns about that. So we've heard that before. But go ahead. If you have other things to add, by all means, the floor is yours. Okay.
Okay. So first, the job vacancy was announced too late. We voted, and
again, this is about the search. This is not about the motion on the floor.
Because today we will vote, and I need to explain why I vote the way I vote. So I don't want people to have a misunderstanding. I don't want Dr. Greiner to have a misunderstanding about my vote. So I need to explain that. I think it's really important for me.
Okay. All right. Within reason, that is true. But again, what's the motion on the floor? Go ahead.
And first, the job vacancy was announced too late. We voted and determined that the form on June the 2nd. For some unknown reason, the vacancy was not announced till July the 23rd. At that time, actually, most educators were very busy with the new semester during the pandemic. That is 51 days after the search form was appointed.
Excuse me.
Second.
Mr. Karpik, I move to call the question. We don't need a recapitulation of the entire process. We were all here for it. I've been studying Robert's Rules of Order, and he says that you can move to call the question, which would force the vote.
Okay. Second on?
Second.
Second on, by Dr. Springer. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Called the question. With discussion is closed. We'll have a vote now on the new superintendent, and I'll do that by roll call. Mrs. Austin?
Enthusiastically, yes. Welcome.
Mr. Karpik, it's me. I will say enthusiastically, yes. Mr. Marley?
Yes.
Mr. Schott?
Yes.
Dr. Springer?
Yes.
Mrs. Witt, excuse me?
Yes.
Dr. Yin?
Before I say my vote, I really need to explain my rationale. And I can skip the earlier part, but I need to state my rationale for the later.
We're asking for your vote.
Well,
yes.
Time for your vote.
No.
You have a yes or no vote here.
But I don't want to Dr. Greiner to misunderstand me.
You may send him a letter.
That's very important.
You can present. If people have questions for you after the fact, you're welcome to do that.
Now, I have to do it now because I'm the representative of the
Mr.
public.
Chairman, the call for the question was voted on, and this
and
is
debate
a vote.
Is closed.
And there's no
so
discussion.
You choose to yes, no, or abstain.
I need to explain my
again. We had a vote per Robert's rules to.
I can't discuss. This is relevant.
No, because per Robert's rules, we have voted to close discussion. So you have a choice to vote yes, no, or abstain. So what is your vote, please? Okay. Again, she's welcome to explain to you after the fact. Again, your vote, yes, no, I'll take your silence as an abstention if you would like.
You have.
He's out of order.
Sir, again, we're conducting a meeting here, sir. Excuse me.
He's out of order.
Yeah, you're out of order here. Thank you. Go ahead. Your vote, please.
I vote no.
Okay, thank you. The vote carries 6-1. Dr. Greiner, congratulations. We'll be delighted to have you as our superintendent.
Thank you all for, because I know it's finals week and we have some extra time for you guys to think they'll do it. And Dr. Grant Griner, I'll give you the mic for you.
I just want to, let's give the band a round of applause again. I don't normally admit this right away, but I am a choir boy and I love music. And so to hear them play brings joy to my heart. And anytime that we can hear our beautiful students express their talent, you got to be excited. So my own children, they all play a musical instrument, but I never got them to join the choir or the band because they went a different direction as much as I begged them to go my direction, but they went more after their mother who played volleyball, and they've all got their sport that they're very passionate about. So what an honor to hear them play today. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the board for voting for me to be the next superintendent. I am both excited and humbled about this great opportunity, and I look forward to serving you all and understanding your perspectives and views individually as well as collectively. So we'll be meeting very shortly individually so I can understand everyone's views, and I promise to serve you and our great community well. I'm so excited to come and be a part of this great community and to be a part of this great school corporation. And my children and wife are equally excited. If they'd stand and turn around, I just would like to quickly introduce them. I have my lovely wife, Wakako, and my oldest son, Takashi. And he is a sophomore at Wabash College. And I have my son, Taishi, who is a senior in high school, and he will attend Wabash College next year. And I have two very excited twins that will become Red Devils next year. And they are freshmen in high school and very excited about joining the West Lafayette community. So one thing I want to say is I know West Lafayette schools. Thank you. Thank you. I understand West Lafayette schools are great, and I want you to know that I will come in and listen and observe and learn so that I can understand the great things that are happening in this community, and so that then I can come in and lead and become a part of continuing to grow and learn with our community so that we can continue to become even better than we already are. So I look forward to that. And I look forward to meeting with the various stakeholders and to understand the various perspectives so that I can truly lead in a most inviting way and understand everyone's perspectives. So thank you. And thank you again, board.
On behalf of a very excited and obviously passionate about education community, we have a few gifts. I brought my friends from Willis and Willess to bring you a few little gifts. There we go. This is Jack. He belongs to me. That's good. And I'm going to crown you officially.
There you go.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Merry Christmas to you, right? To Vanessa and Gwenda. But thank you very much. Thank you for Rachel for putting in the band here today, and Amy for all that you did to put this together. So future meetings, we have a regular organizational finance board meeting Monday, January the 10th at 6:30 p.m. It will be back at the Happy Hollow LGI room. I need a motion for adjournment, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marlin.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Austin. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries, and we are adjourned. Thank you very much.